Blog Talk Radio.
I'm so down for you, babe.
blind man could love you just for who you are. Got 20/20 vision, and I still don't see your flaws. I said you make me feel good, and you ain't even touching my baby. A1, I ain't gonna trade you in for nothing. And now I'm doing the most, doing the most, making sure I keep your attention, baby. I'm true in the post, true in the post. I'm in the paint with the baddest intentions. You bet that I mention, baby, you bet. With my eyes open, there's no one better, there isn't. Never left it, I'm glad that you did. Body like a queen, but it ain't about your body, baby, it's about your being. I ain't rolling up, but I'm on a high. When you really think about it, ain't no wonder why. I'm so down for you.
Come on, Jay.
Let me try this again. I don't even remember that. And I programmed that song in over a year ago. Anyway, good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Miss VIP, and this is the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing, diva?
Hey, diva. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm hanging in there. I'm hanging in there. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Baby, you got your Raw Links on. I got mine on.
I always have my Raw Links on, diva. Always.
Oh, that's right. I know that's right. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, express that one to have a conversation with us and give us some of that wonderful, delicious poetry that you have. Promise you, we won't bite. Now, back to these raw links. Before I get into that any further, let me give a shout out to a very good friend of mine who is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO of those beautiful pieces of jewelry, Raw Links. And you can acquire them at Raw Links, Be Raw at Facebook.com and Amazon. And if you can't get them over there, holler at anybody in Epiphany and we'll make sure that you can adorn your body with these beautiful, precious gemstones and metals and even wood. All right? I got to give a thanks to Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. As I said, he is the CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Links. Without him, there would be no us. The Diva. Sensuality. Who's the most sensuous person you've been with?
You know what? I have to admit something. It's the one who I'm with now. And
nice.
In my piece, I will tell you why.
I'll hear that. Okay. All right. We're going to get to that. I wonder if they're ready to handle this kind of poetry tonight.
I'm trying to keep mine clean.
Are you? I'm not. I am not. But you know, being sensual goes beyond physical touch, you know.
It's
a mindset as well, just like being sexy. It's mindset, you know.
Yeah.
I got a piece for y'all, but I got to confess, you know, it ain't new. Y'all can look at it as erotic. It's kind of sensual, you know, the way the conversation takes place. But I want to hear yours first, Diva.
I can do that.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to step back. I'm going to put the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you, Diva. This piece is untitled, but it's a short piece, but you'll get it. My man is the most sensuous because he takes his time. When he kisses me, holds me, makes love to me, I'm in awe of the feelings I have to know that he has my heart. And I have his, makes it all worth it. My baby has a slow hand. First, he massages my feet, hitting all the pleasure and pain points. Then licking my toes, I moan because that is so sensual. When he moves to my thighs, I sigh. He gently licks and nibbles them. When he goes in between, he's like a well-oiled machine, taking me to the highest height, telling me I'm his forever. When his tongue meets mine, our fingers intertwine. It's so intimate, so sensuous, he becomes the air I breathe. That's that piece.
When he goes, did you say goes in between or licks in between and comes behind? Nice visual. I kept it a little clean in my head. I did, because just someone's presence, their energy can be sensual. They don't have to be right up on you and touching you, you know. It could be, you know, and I always say this, it could be them, you know, you guys in the same vicinity and they walk past you and whisper or something, you know. That's sensual and erotic.
Yep.
You know, depending on how the energy hits you. But that was delicious, Steve. I like it.
I like it a lot.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you, Eva. And now the spotlight is on you. And when you're ready,
me?
The mic is yours. Yes, it is.
All right. Thank you. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a little lengthy, but it's called The Red Room. She knew what she was getting into, agreeing to enter his pleasure palace. She was well aware of the different rooms and what effect each one would have on her. Room one was the green room, also known as level one, and that's the introductory room. She'd been there several times. That one teaches you about your body, allowing her to explore her. Room two is the blue room. This is where she shows him all that she's learned and how she wants to touch and be touched. She loves that room. She's never left it dissatisfied. Now, number three. That's the red room. That's his room. She'd always been curious about it, but had an underlying fear about even mentioning to him an interest in entering it, because she remembers how he reacted the time they were in the blue room and she asked him about it, and how quickly he turned into taking control of her body. But it had gotten so intense, it was like he was a different person. He didn't frighten her, but she just wasn't ready for that level of intensity, so she vowed she'd never ask again. Until tonight. She doesn't know what came over her. She always stayed in control of her faculties. Amen, y'all. I lost my spot. Excuse me. She always stayed pretty much in control of her curious, wondering thoughts. But this night was different. In fact, the whole day was. His energy was even stronger than ever, and she knew that she never had to hold back with him, and that it was always her choice. Until it wasn't. This night, she needed him to take complete control. She wanted the red room, and at any cost. So just as they were finishing dinner, she dropped her fork down and stared at him. He looked up slowly as her breath was slightly labored. She said one word, chocolate, and he instantly got hard as a rock. That was the safe word he'd given her had things gotten to be too much for her in the red room, his pleasure chamber. He looked her in her eyes and said, "Are you sure?" She nodded, and he could barely contain himself. Grabbed her and kissed her passionately, ripping her shirt slightly to pull a breast out, filling his mouth, sucking and biting her nipple, sliding a hand under her skirt and fingering her wet pussy. She grabbed his head, saying, "Baby." He stopped, sucked her off of his fingers, and they left the dining room, headed towards his pleasure chamber. He wanted to rip the rest of her clothes off and fuck her right there in the hallway. Fumbling with the keys from excitement, he quickly unlocked the door and they entered. He flipped the switch while closing the door behind them. The light revealed a room filled with more erotic tools and sex toys you could ever have imagined. Some she'd never even seen before. And all of them were different shades of red. In the back of the room was a bathroom. They go wash. And when you're done, after you climb up there, put your hair up in a bun. pointing to the bed with a tiny velvet black box sitting in the middle of it, repeating himself after. Understood? She nodded and did as he said. She finished bathing, climbed up and sat in the middle of the bed and opened up the little black box that contained a beautiful red satin ribbon. She held it gently between her lips and pulled her hair up, twirling it around into a bun and tying it with the ribbon. As he watched her, obedient, said, "Good girl," all the while thinking of how he was going to finally show her his world, true pleasure. Flipping another switch, the whole room turned red. He walked over to the bed and climbed up behind her, saying, "Get on your knees." He leaned in for what she thought was going to be a kiss on her neck, but he just sniffed her and bit her as her body trembled with pleasure. He whispered in her ear, "Sit still." She could barely contain herself, but she wanted to please him, so she calmed down just a little. "Did you trust me?" She answered, "Yes." "Put your hands together." She did, and he strapped her wrist in leather restraint, attached to a collar he then fastened around her neck. He said, "Stand up and stand still," firmly holding her hips to steady her rise. With a quick slide between her thighs, he opened her lips with his tongue, making quick circles around her clit, kissing and sucking and slurping as her moans of pleasure filled the room. She disobeyed him by trying to grab his head, and just as she was peaking to climax, he stopped. "Told you to stand still." She apologized, pleading with him to continue. He growled and moaned as he continued until her juices filled his mouth and ran all down his chin. To be continued. That's that piece.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. W-A-Y-M-E-N-T. Not wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, my Lord.
Wait a minute.
Whoa. Diva, I had so much visions. I was like, somebody put me in the red room. Okay.
I'm glad you did.
I'm
good.
Like,
I'm glad you did.
Okay.
That is my goal. That is my goal, to have people go in their heads and see what I see when I write this. You know, they can have whatever kind of characters, however they shape, whatever they look like, whatever color they are. Mm-hmm. They can even have a different language or accent. But I want them to hear the footsteps walking. I want them to feel the breath that's labored and the tremble of the body. I want them to hear and see all. I want them to see the colors. Girl, I'll be getting into it.
Yes. I know. I see. My grief. Yeah. I'm thinking. I think I saw that a little bit too vividly. I mean, and my ice water melting. And I already know.
No.
Speaking of ice water melting, I already know it's gonna go all the way live with this next one here.
Oh yeah, here comes trouble. Okay, let me open up his mic. Wait a minute, child. Don't be hitting that button on me. I'm about to open up his microphone. Hold on. Ladies and gentlemen, next up on the mic is Poetic. How you doing, Lynn? Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone.
Yeah. Hey, Miss VIP, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Adrian. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Lord, her verse
going on there.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good tonight. What an interesting topic you have.
Sensuality. That's what it's about tonight. Do you have a person that you've been with that was the most sensual with you?
I don't have a person because, the reason being is because each individual person has their own way of sensuality when you deal with them based on your level of attraction.
Okay.
So you may have one who may be sensual when she's rubbing my head, and it might just turn me on, but someone else might be sensual when they're rubbing on my chest and not rubbing on my head. Or she could just be whispering in my ear, and that's sensual. But then instead of whispering in my ear, someone else is nibbling on my ear, which can also be sensual. I can't place that label on just one individual because it depends on where I am when it comes to sensuality and sensuous and how I want to be sensuous or want that person to be sensuous to me. Maybe they might just tie me up and unlock a whole lot of different sensuous things about me, and I'd be like, hey, 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 I ain't got no safe word.
Okay. Whoa. That's kind of dangerous right there. I just got an inbox message, but go ahead. I'm going to tell you after you finish talking. Go.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I was going to say, but at some point, you got to untie me. Then it's my turn.
They got to untie you? You sure about that?
Absolutely.
Well, there has to be reciprocity, Diva.
Absolutely.
There has to be reciprocity. So, I'm off with
it. She might just want complete control. Who knows? Okay.
Sounds good.
Y'all making my ice water melt. My ice melt in my ice water. I'll stop.
Well, I have a message to deliver to you. Someone said, you better behave.
What?
That's the message. Yeah. I told y'all be getting hit back down on y'all.
Let me say this. I'm a grown-ass man. I ain't got to behave.
I will argue with that. I hear that. Uh-huh. I think they were saying it for their safety, you know.
Then I think they need to look in the mirror and tell themselves they better behave.
Oh.
But dynamite pieces.
I think we're
good. Dynamite pieces.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
I gotta.
We're ready to hear yours.
Yeah, because we know you brought something delicious. So, what I'm gonna do? I'm going to stand back. Okay. I'm gonna stand back. I'm gonna put you in the spotlight, and whenever you're ready, mic is yours.
Thank you. Do you want to feel my Black Panther as we grind and mesh pelvises in our city of erotic Wakanda forever? You grab hold of my vibranium and submerge it into your marvelous universe with pandemonium. Exploring this X-Man with your fingers and tongue and calling out in your native tongue dripping, moaning and groaning has me sipping on your elixir made of your nectar. I mean, I'm a savage Avenger, yearning to be more than just your winter soldier. Maybe just an elemental warrior from a planet or solar system close to Uranus. Sought me out to just touch your queendom. In a realm of delicious possibilities from endless battles for your infinity stones, the ones I yearn to have in my mouth, and this Jessica Jones strength pent up inside this mere mortal with the war machine spirit draped in her chocolate portal. The kiss of a black widow caressed my chest as your bare nakedness was pressed against the window. As the massive hulk of incredibleness tears down his secret identity to pleasure all of your erogenous zones into serendipity, while the tooth of my saber bites you ever so gently as the giver of an A4-sized orgasm, while embracing your back spasm as you quiver and shake in pleasure, while my cloak and dagger points to a satisfying gesture, the one where your storm reigns all over me and becomes the norm. Whether you desire the Asgardian gods against all odds, I will be so serene as your bloodthirsty Wolverine, falling into a Deadpool, not a cesspool, of the wettest, fondest memories of you calling my name with no worries. 'Cause your jasmine vanilla fragrance got my spidey senses tingling with no chance. No chance that a rogue empire could fall into this erotic parallel verse filled with fire that burns into your phoenix. You know, Thanos snapped his fingers, but this is an endgame remix. See, your soul did a full foreplay reprise while you scream, Maya Angelou's, still I rise. Poem.
Oh, man. Okay, hold up. Just hold up. See, I'm going to tell you where I got stuck, all right? It's that Jessica Jones strength pent up inside this machine or war machine. What's it draped in her chocolate portal? Wait a minute.
Exactly.
Now, wait a minute. Why do I see that? Please, why do I see that? That was, oh, my Lord. That was all. Well,
thank you.
I guess you hit them all, didn't you? Didn't you, poetic? You hit them all.
I hit them all.
This piece caused issues for me last night, and here you go again with it. Did you?
I didn't. This is my first time hearing this. Oh,
that part. See, I read it last night, and I didn't look at who wrote it, and I was like, oh, I'm writing this. Damn. And I was reading it, and it was upsetting everything. I was like, what? And then I looked and see who it was. I said, oh, I got to calm my ass down. This is ridiculous.
Right?
Your elixir made of your nectar, that line right there. And that's a dangerous, dangerous piece. That goes beyond sensuality. That is straight eroticism. It's sexy. It just, okay. You know, I'm going to say like I said last night. I don't think, I'm gonna keep that to myself. I said it once. I ain't going to say it again. I'm going to leave that alone.
Well, you know what
else I like? I'm going to tell you something. I really love also that, what is it about erotic parallel verse filled with fire going into my phoenix? Oh, that burns into the phoenix. Not my phoenix, but burns into your phoenix.
Yes.
Okay. I'm trying to tell you. That was a hell of a page. And I feel some certain type of way. I really do. So.
All right. It's all right. It's quite all right. I mean, we are getting ready to embark on Wakanda Forever, so who knows what may come after. that movie next weekend. I mean,
right.
You know,
I hear you.
And yeah, I don't know whoever said that comic books can't be sexy. They lie.
You ever seen some of the build of those characters in that? And the man, look, don't even get me started on. He's coming. Can I finish talking to him for a second? I got a few more words today. Hold on,
yes,
girl.
I'm coming for you. Indeed.
Oh, she just sent me a picture. She looks good. She looks real good. I don't know what you'd be saying to her, but girlfriend, she definitely keeps herself up.
I know she likes
and
to dress
that's
up
very,
for you.
Very good sign. Yeah, that's a good sign. But Poetic, would you mind coming back just a little bit later and giving us the rundown for Epiphany, please?
Absolutely. It would be my pleasure.
All right. Well, go on over there. Your lady is about to break this button on the notification thing for me. Okay. Stop pressing it. Here you come. Go on over there to the Love Lounge. We'll see you a little bit later. One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
Girl, that piece caused all kinds of upset in a certain region. Let's put it that way. And I was actually, my intentions was to write, to work on a project last night. But after reading that piece, I couldn't focus. I'm trying to tell you, I could not focus. Normally, I have I'm pretty good as far as my willpower, but I kind of lost control last night. I'm trying to tell you, that's got to be one of my favorite pieces by him. I'm trying to tell you. But
it's become a good one.
Before we open up this next mic, because it's like 9:45, let me do a station identification real quick, all right? And we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Epiphany Radio, and you are listening to The Erotic Love Zone. We're going to open up this next microphone to area code 912. Welcome to The Erotic Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
I'm Smoker Dragons. Hi.
I got you to myself tonight. I'm glad Poetic is over there in the Love Lounge and J Rob is wherever he is. Because you just be upsetting everything when you come over. They don't know how to act.
They sure
granted. They have a valid reason. You're a beautiful woman, okay? And an amazing poet. So I understand, but I ain't letting them in. They gonna stay on mute for now. Okay. I get a chance to talk at you. Yeah.
Okay.
Men just act a fool when beautiful women come into play. can't help it. Yeah, how you doing tonight? Up at Drag?
Yes, they do.
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Did you hear that piece? Girl.
Yes. Yes. Listen. I'm a big Marvel fan, so when I heard it, I probably was on the floor somewhere. Okay, somewhere.
Yes, I am right. A straight Marvel. I'm a big fan of Marvel. But Lord have mercy, I'm tongue tied. I ain't gonna say nothing.
Yes,
I'm tongue tied.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Ooh, I just dropped my pen, my note. But my diva has a question for you.
Sure.
Okay. Well, my love dragons. Who was the most sensualist man you've ever had, and why? What did he do?
Oh my gosh. I would say, I can't say who. I'm gonna say there were maybe three that I could tie into one that I feel like pieces of them brought the sensuality out of me, but also it just made me even more soft. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow. But I'm still waiting for that one man that has the whole collective of foolishness. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm waiting for. You know what I'm saying? All of it.
Yeah.
Girl, you ain't the only one. Trust me. I understand. I dig it because, you know, over time you run into one that's got the good part there and then a different one got the good part there. Where is the combination in the one? That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean?
The combination in one is gonna bring out your freak, your dominatrix, your soft, the wet. It's gonna bring it all out in one
Lord
session.
Have mercy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that sounds like he's gonna know how to touch my body like he already know it.
I already know it. He's coming. He's coming. He's manifesting. So yeah.
Oh, I claim that right here. I'm snatching that out there. I'm claiming that. Right.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. So, Mother of Dragons, we know that you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So, whenever you're ready, I'm going to stand back. I'm going to put you in the spotlight, and the mic is yours.
Okay. It's the contour of his jawline, his soft caress that gets me, yes, and wet. It's the tonsil hockey and the naked throat exercises, the 69 with a kick upside down, my head hanging off and my back outstretched, the beads of sweat as you have your way. Army green beret, drilling my throat till it's sore. Being hoarse from you removing my tonsils. Riding his face while I'm saying daddy. Face down, ass up, fanned out. You make me feel the Milky Way. Ocean tectonics, microaggressions from fucking I hadn't been getting. It's too wet. So slide through to the drive-in. You can lose platelets while you're in this sensation. Amputations of his inches, but I'm not finished. I'm still in the wanderlust of his marvelous dictations. Come through. Come and see me when you want to get skull drug. And that's that pen dripping wet, Mother of Dragons.
It's dripping, all right. Damn. Wait a minute. You said being bored from what they do? What he do to your tonsils?
Drilling my tonsils, okay?
I gotta write that down. I'm sorry, you drilling? Shit.
That was hot.
You make me feel the Milky Way.
Yeah.
I got visions in my head that I will. I like, ooh, I shall not speak up because I'm nasty. But I see overflows. I can hear it, and it's warm too. It's like, ooh. Okay, yeah. I got to snap out. Yeah, I'm on my knees in this bitch. Lord. I'm trying to tell you to. Ooh, on my knees and looking up. I'm trying to told you.
Hey, look. It's been a country minute, and so she ready. She ready.
I know that's right. That's what I say. She ready. Diva, what you got for that?
I'm gonna tell you, I got stuck on that Milky Way thing too. I was like, take me. I'm like, yeah, I'm ready to soar. That was hot. Oh, excuse me. That was hot. Mm. Getting all froggy.
Thank you.
I need
some more ice
water. It's getting all hot up in here.
I'm glad I wasn't sipping at night or smoking at night because this piece is slow.
Look, I'm going to keep on drinking my ice water, y'all. That's what I'm trying to keep it clean.
That was a very hot piece. You know I'm a fan. I've been a fan for a long time. And, it's great to hear from you. I'm glad you called in.
Thank you.
Is there anything you'd like to tell? Is there anything you got going on you'd like to talk about before you leave out of here?
I am finally writing a book, finally. So I don't have a title yet, but I am writing my first book. So I hope that I can bless some people and bring them into my heaven.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Awesome.
Congratulations on that. I can't wait till it comes out, man.
Thank you.
You got it.
Thank you.
All right, Mother and Dragon, thank you so much for coming through. I'm going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. Poetic is in there. He probably
I'm ready. She ready.
Okay. Thank you, Diva. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. That was...
You know what? Coming through with some hot stuff.
Always. The very first time I heard her name, I was like, Mother of Dragons. But damn, that's a hot-ass pen name. Who is that? Mother of Dragons. It don't get no hotter than that. I mean, damn. I've heard some pen names before. But that one right there, it just is like pops. It stands out. And she's an amazing poet. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Well, how about we take a music break real quick? How about that?
Sounds good to me. Yes.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
My cigarette. quiver. And that's it. Only a touch of my whole body shivers. Now I can see how another lie could have the power to take over my green earth. You don't know what you've done to me. I never thought I'd need you desperately. It's kinda sick how I'm stuck on you, but I don't care cause I'm needing you. And how I feel will remain the same, cause you're my baby. And when the world starts to stress me out, it's to you, boy, without a doubt. You're the one who keeps me sane and I can't complain. You're like the drug, you relieve my pain. You're like the blood flowing through my veins. Keep me alive and feeding my brain. Now this is how another human life could have the power to take over mine. Cause you're mine.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to the Erotic Love Zone. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. And you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Net. Dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And please, press that 1, talk to us. We won't bite you, not if you don't want us to. Diva, diva, diva. I think I have another piece to do, but before we get into that, I'm going to interrupt a certain station manager real quick. Bring him on back for a second. Excuse me, Kalinda Dorland. I know how you enjoy your time with Poetic, but I need to borrow him for a second or two or three or four. Excuse me, Mr. Station Manager. Excuse me. Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Hi, Dorland. Could you
how much of that did you hear?
I was talking, so I didn't really hear anything. I'm really trying to stay in control of myself, so I'm not trying to hear what you were talking about.
Okay, great, awesome.
Would you mind, kind sir, giving us the rundown for Epiphany, please?
It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night. J-Rob, the wise son, yours truly Poetic, for the get down. And then Friday night, y'all. Friday night is the return of Renaissance Poetry with your host, Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, the Hurricane, and Trisha Stanberry. And then Saturday night, oh my goodness, Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday nights, the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, a.k.a. Paul Sampson and Alonzo. And then Monday night, y'all, is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. And then Tuesday night, y'all, to be Mojave, Mr. Iron Man, a.k.a. King Drip. Man, we got a lot of names for him. But one of his shows, whether it be War Council, Fly, Speak, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Thanksgiving, Happy New Year, all that good stuff. I mean, hey, he got so many shows. Honey Dripper 2.0, Honey Dripper. I mean, listen, if you're not there on Tuesday night, you're missing out. And then next week, Wednesday, oh, my goodness. Y'all hear the shenanigans we're getting into tonight, the Erotic Love Zone, with these two sexy divas of epiphany, Ms. VIP and La Perla Nectar. Ladies, back to you. I'm coming, baby. Back to you.
Wait, one more second. Can I please ask you one more thing?
Sure.
We're doing another round. If you have another piece, that would be nice. But if you don't, you know, you can continue your fraternizing.
Hold on, baby. Let me pull up another piece. You might like this one. Hold on. You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
You want me to do it now? You want me to do it now?
You said
I know. I'm not sure about.
Whoa. Sure. You
okay.
Can do it now.
Okay, great. All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. She was his girlfriend. She was his fiance. And then she was his wife. You know, there's a love that's forbidden. The kind that's done in the dark and stays hidden. Like the kindness as I do. But behind closed doors, sucking and sloping on me too. I'm not the one that made the verbal vows with commitment. Nor will I be the one with resentment. As she's on her knees begging and pleading for my dick she's unsheathing from his resting place. Or maybe the desire for the forbidden as she's riding my face. Oh yeah, she's still wearing the ring he got her. But for me, for the evening, I'm her lover. Sure, the world would frown upon our indiscretion while I'm enjoying your creamy secretion. As it run down my balls, like the raindrops from heaven whence they fall. My desire is to feel your warmth as my forbidden love. Shh, don't talk, just listen. Shh, the only sound I want to hear is you moaning my name when my dick enters your pussy. As you're bending over on your knees, getting ready to wet me, I pull your hair. Reach around and grab your breasts. The slow and steady in and out motion, met with passionate thrusts. You beg me don't stop until I've given you every drop of my cum. I pull out, and again you say, yum. And I start sucking on me again. I get rock hard, and just then, we forget you got someone to go home to. And it's very true. While our indeciding acts of lusts may be forbidden, this hidden love between two lusting lovers will be forever behind closed doors where our scent of steamy, hot sex on a platter hovers. Well, like I said, she was his girlfriend. She was his fiance. Then she was his wife. Paul.
Oh my God. What? I can't
I don't know
say I'm sorry you asked him to do another piece, but oh my gosh.
I don't know if I should just let you go on back over there in the love lounge.
I'm on my way back because she said it's okay. She ain't tied to nobody. She don't mind being every little freak I need. So, I'm going back over there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All righty,
then. Thank you for that rundown.
Well, thank you for that. Damn.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Oh, my Lord.
Good. Diva, we're gonna bring back Mother Dragon. She got another piece of hotness as well. Are you ready? You got your seatbelt on.
I'm ready. I am so ready.
All right. Welcome back, Mother of Dragons. Oh, Lord.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Hold on. Let me put my seatbelt on before you get started. Hold on. Okay, I'm locked in. I'm ready. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
As I speak into your mic, let me introduce myself. I want to see your reaction of this tongue fashion as I inflict, as I speak into it. Let me clear my throat on your totem pole, fantasize how I will speak into it. I want to help you reach your climax, so sit back and relax while I handle, better yet, grapple your candlestick. Tongue wrestle it into submission. I want to watch you erupt, spewing hot lava like Mount Vesuvius. Can't get enough of oral stimulation of a different language, communication dialect, ecstasy orally. Just let me handle. Let me know if you can handle this. Attention, addiction, as I thoroughly speaking, choking, grasp this mental concept of challenging ingenuity of my duty to make you come in a variety of fine tuning. But just don't be quick. Let it sink into your mind what I'm doing as I speak into your mic. And that's that piece.
As I clear my throat around your
bottom bowl. Filling my mouth like Mount Vesuvius.
Who says these kind of things? Where are you picking?
And very effectively. Wow.
I have a very dirty mind for the man that I'm into. So yeah, he creates that. Yeah.
Yes, you do. Okay. Well, you know what? thank you very much, Mother Dragon, for that visual. I see every word that you are saying, and I don't know if my mind can handle this tonight. I hope my battery is charged. Okay. I'm going to send you back on over here to the Love Lounge with Poetic and my mixologist, Kalinda.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. One love, one mic.
Now that alone.
She's so hot. Her mic won't even close.
I'm trying to close it, won't close.
Oh,
yeah. It had to calm down just a little. Damn, bitch.
Trying to tell you. Wow. Well,
Oh, no. Oh, no. I hope my call don't drop. Please.
Since it's after 10 o'clock, maybe we can get a little.
Can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. Because it was giving me issues just now. I thought I was going to drop my call. Well, so, Viva, I'm going to work on my electronics a little bit. And a little birdie whispered and told me that you got another piece of hotness for us.
I do.
All right, well, I'm going to stand back and put the spotlight back on you, and I'm going to give you the mic. Like George.
Thank you. This is called foreplay. Our foreplay starts in the day. I know what you're thinking. You don't have to be drinking to get that high we share, to bring each other off with care. My slit is already slick, anticipating you'll thick. But I'll start with my caramel girls. I'll tell you how I feel them. My nipples, I tweak. I have to be careful of my shields, but while moaning, I'll try to speak. Because I'm going to penetrate your mind, going in the folds of your brain, just as my fingers dive into my lower lip, but not yet. Wanna bet, as the dusk turns to night, night turns into dawn, you will have come so hard, you'll probably try to stifle a yawn. Because I'm just that greedy. My flower is just that needy. I will mentally drain you, leave you wanting me so badly, begging us to give us a try. I make it nasty. Foreplay like this will never be classy. So tell me how you'll stroke it, because it's all about foreplay and all that sensual shit. And that's that piece. I didn't really want to get left, but...
Well, you did. You went far left. And, oh, Lord. Oh my God. Wait a minute. You said you will try to stifle a yawn. And want to bet? Okay.
Yeah.
That was delicious. All
well,
this,
thank you, darling.
All these pieces were delicious tonight. I got a short
well,
one here.
Well, Poetic started it, and then Mother of Dragons kind of egged me on, so I figured I'd jump on the train.
See what y'all did to my diva? Y'all see what y'all did to my diva?
Y'all...
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to do my piece, and then we got another caller up in here. I'm going to open their mic after I do my piece real quick. And this is called Let It Rain.
Oh, the mic is yours.
Thank you. He stimulates me in such a way. Before he even touches me, he whispers, I know it lies deep between your thighs, just beyond the patch of rich sable hair. And it's time to harvest my favorite fruit. It fills him with hedonistic desire, knowing she is to be made moist and tasted and filled from the depths of her core to the rim of complete ecstasy. The only thing to bring such a king to his knees as I. He craves me, gripping my breath, tracing my areola slowly with his tongue, sucking my nipple and softly rubbing my clit. Oh, stay right there. Says, you are so wet. Oh, baby, yes. I can no longer pace the trembling of my breath, silence broken, echoes of ecstasy reverberate off corners of the room as he uses his beard as a paintbrush to coat my thighs. The juices overflowing, my legs shaking, body jerking, my mind is blown. I can't stop coming.
his tongue drilling into her as if speaking manifestations of staying wet. And he climbs on top to go for a ride, stroking her ever so slowly, whispering to me once again, allow me to dance in your storm. Where the honey of nature is derived, I want to drown in your blissful waves. No, nothing sweeter. Let it rain, my love. Let it rain. And that's that piece.
Have mercy. I think you better bring on the next call. I need some ice water. Thank you very much. I need some more.
We're going to open up this next mic. I believe this is our diva. Is this our diva?
Hey, diva.
Welcome to the Erotic Love Zone. How you doing tonight?
I am doing magnificent after what I just heard. Yes, oh, my goodness. Feeling, yes, very, very moist.
Okay.
Girl, Poetic started it. He started it. The hurricane, Mother of Dragons.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's what he did. I was like, snapped it up in my car.
Yeah, they brought the hotness for real. I'm like, and that second piece, that Poetic Dream.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mother Dragon came with, wait a minute, what was that she saying? Hold on. She said, filling my mouth. Like, mouth
like,
was so weird.
That was like,
can you believe that?
Mm-hmm. Lord, I'm too nasty for this. Yeah. I'm speaking like this. And I don't know what you laughing at, Queen, because I know you about to kill us. I know you are.
I know.
Lord.
Right. Got my ice water on tap.
Wait. Before she gets into her piece, Diva, did you hear her piece the other night? What was it? Want to get down? Upset. I mean, it was beautiful, and it was strong, and it was sexy, and I was like, damn, who is she talking to? That piece was so damn dope. I was like, you know what? My God. I can't keep up. Mm-hmm. I cannot keep up. I'm starting to feel like a nerd. Yeah.
Listen, I am eking out a little bit of pen over here at a time. I'm trying my best to find a way to write past all of that without getting stuck in it. You know what I mean? You know how you try to write through your emotions without getting caught up in them? That's very difficult because it can send you down a rabbit hole if you're being honest about it and everything. But, yeah, you're working on it.
I know, because the transparency in poetry, for one, we us being creators, being poets, we are putting ourselves in the public eye, okay? We may be behind a screen or a phone or, you know, a device or something, but we are still being heard by the public, so we're still exposing ourselves. And it's not easy to do that, okay?
That's true.
I understand what you're talking about to try and keep your emotions at bay. Honestly, I don't think you should keep them at bay when you're writing, and especially when you're spitting, because it allows people to see that we are all human. We all go through something, and when you can expose yourself like that without inhibitions, it makes people feel you even more. And it kind of puts them at ease, like, if she can do that like that, and I feel that I can
hear the teardrop in her voice. I can hear the trauma that she's been through. Damn, I know I can do that. So the transparency is inspiration. It's a boost, you know? And I love it. But you did the fuck out of that piece the other night. I'm trying to tell you. I was feeling some kind of, I was like, well, damn, I got to play catch up. Shit.
That's what I love about
like
my
look. I'm like one another, that stood behind and missed the bus.
I love that we constantly challenge one another to keep going, and then you have Poetic at the helm talking about there's no such thing as writer's block, so you kind of have to figure out a way to produce. But I love it. I'm encouraged to constantly try harder, and I love it here. I really do. I love you guys.
Oh, yeah,
well,
we love you.
And with that being said, we know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to stand back and put the spotlight on you. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. All right. I'm going to do this piece that I'm working on about my alter ego personality. Her name is Alpha Quandasia. All right. I've got a confession to make. I haven't been serving you pineapple juice all day for your sake. I anticipate the sweet taste of my dedication. See, tonight, this body I'm about to take is premeditated. My objective is to make your soul shake. My goal is to be in complete control of this moment, to hold it in my hands like a shea, molded into folds like energy. I won't stop until you're empty, too replete to even speak. Well, not me exactly. You see, today, you'll be getting an intro to my alter ego, my Shiro, the gatekeeper to the last of my inhibitions. And sis is full of salacious intentions. So tonight, when you get home, you'll find that we've prepared a feast, 7 different courses filled with something good to eat. Dig in. You're expected to completely clean your plate. You're going to need your appetite for the trip you're about to take. Next, you'll find your bath is drawn, the candles lit, the music's on. Relax as I wash your body, scrub your scalp, and rub you down with oils and massage you everywhere until I move your towel and start tying back my hair. But first, I'll stand straddled over you and start to touch myself, play my pussy like piano keys until my walls melt. Watch me close. You'll see the spark of wildness in my eyes as I caress my breasts and stroke my wet till cream runs down my thighs. I've got your full attention as your third leg grows rigid. Daddy, may I fix it? Give me permission. Say yes, please. Instead, he commands me, do it the fuck now. And I secede. See, at his lead, submission comes so easily. I feel an urgency in seeing him pleased. I am at ease providing whatever he needs. So I relieve him, giving him full consent to take dominion of my mouth, my throat, my wholeness at his full disposal as he pokes, plunders, and strokes. I slurp, I choke as he coats my tonsils in his enthusiasm. I feel the pulse against my tongue as he spasms. Take him in until my lips touch the hairs. He said, there, good girl. Then he tilts back my head and embraces my tongue twirls. Until his heart-shaped head curls, I dip my tongue into the tip, baptize him in spit with the wet of my lips. Then he spins his full load in my throat in one thrust, imbibing me as I swallow and suckle until the clip is empty. Then, playfully, like Kevin Gates, he says, bend over, stand up on your toes, lock your knees back, baby, breathe through your nose. So I take my perch upon his lap and ride him like a pro. Watch me go as I rock and clap him. I control the stroke like a racehorse, and I'm headed for the goal. When I'm finished you, I'll hop off you. Stand in front of the fan, take my stance, arms akimbo like I'm Superwoman, empowered, self-satisfied. I take great pride in Okay, something cut off. Hold on, I'm sorry. So there's no need in pretending. I'll do anything to serve this happy ending. Something got cut off here. I'm sorry. That's that piece for now.
Well,
that is a
happy ending.
Shit.
That's what I'm talking about. And it just,
stand on your tippy toes and bend over.
No, when you mentioned, I haven't been serving you pineapple juice all week with your God, I was like, yeah, baby, I understand that pineapple juice.
Okay.
Yeah.
What goes in must come out. Yes,
absolutely.
Damn.
Talk about an elixir.
It's like you have that when you're looking at him like pray in the morning and you're like, yeah. As you're making breakfast, you're making it with a little bit of foreplay on top. As you're making lunch, everything is leading up to that moment.
Hell yeah.
That you're gonna get him in it.
You know what I used to do? You know what I used to do? And I was cooking breakfast in the morning sometimes, and he would be downstairs. Sometimes he would watch me, right? My husband did like to look at me up until a certain point. So I would, like, when I'm walking around in the kitchen, I would stomp just a little bit so my butt would jiggle when I'm walking around. Okay. Just a little bit of foreplay.
Yes, right. Can't wait till you get to the bedroom. You have to do it all day. Yes. Keep it interesting.
Sometimes we can make it up here.
But I'll clean it up.
Look, just put a little stop in it with, and you ain't got no drawers on. Watch what happens.
Or when you scrub it's something about manual labor.
Yeah.
With no underwear.
Put a little extra elbow.
Extra throw in the wiggle, you know, you got it.
Yup. Most definitely. Yes. Hey, Elzweta, you brought that work. All right, now listen. I'm start calling you Queen Hotness, goddammit. Shit. that's going to be my nickname for you, Queen Hotness, goddammit. So.
I'm taking it.
You could put
a
goddamn it on there, too.
That's right, goddammit. You got to say it like that, goddammit. But can you please tell everyone in the world of Epiphany Radio Universe what you got going on?
Absolutely. So this coming Monday night is the return of King and Queen's Quarters, and that's going to be Monday night at 9. We're still working on a topic now, but I'll be, you know, come through, see what we're working with, be a good time, good vibes, good music. You know, good poetry. Back to you guys.
Absolutely.
All right.
Y'all definitely come on by. Oh, excuse me, on Monday night, because King and Queen's Quarters got that work for you. They got the banging music. I mean, them sounds.
Yes, they do.
You can't help. You can't sit down. When you tune in on Monday night, you can't sit still because they got them sounds that be pumping for you, man. And it's all right. And then the poetry. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. Yeah, come on by Monday night at 9. All right, Queen. We're going to send you on over there to the Love Lounge. We got Mother of Dragons over there, and Poetic is over there with my mixologist, Kalinda, and go on in there, sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right.
Wow, man. Okay. Yeah. Before we take this out, I'm gonna do another station ID.
All right.
All right. Tonight did not help. Okay.
No.
If anything, it fanned my flames. So
okay. Absolutely.
Man, you got any closing words, Diva?
You know what? I do. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in tonight. And those who were listening, I thank you too. Y'all just keep on coming in and supporting us. And we appreciate you. Because without you guys, you know, we don't work. So y'all take care of yourselves, stay safe, and God bless you guys. Diva?
Thank you. What she said, y'all. And, yes, I want to thank everybody that called in, everybody that was listening, and spit them, oh, my God, them pieces, y'all, them pieces tonight. Yeah. I'm trying to calm down, but thank you so much. We appreciate each and every one of you. Like she said, if without y'all, the show just wouldn't work. You know? And I want you to get that good relationship going with yourself. Love and respect one another. And be sensible, because these germs are still floating around out here looking for somebody to climb into and attack this system, okay? You don't feel good? Stay away from people till you do, all right? And love y'all. And with that, I'm going to say peace. I'll take you out with this.
Intimate memory. Every time I give you all my energy. Emphasis, never sleep.